independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
I am going to tell you this right now. Who cares? I know the Hannitys of the world and all of the people and all of these people that are these conservative talk show hosts and these are going to just go over this with a fine tooth comb and beat it to death. Like you cannot believe, right? Beat it to death. And I have 40 pieces of audio of every side of a story that nobody knows anything about. Here's the way this goes down. Rod Rosenstein is the second in charge there, the underneath Sessions. He's the guy that's kind of like the boss, everything. He basically didn't like this dude, Comey, and so he canned his ass. There it is. Whatever you hear today is all a bunch of he said, she said, here's the soundbite, there you go, what do you think of this? Wait a minute, oh my God, you used to like me, now you don't like me. You used to love me, now you don't love me. It's life, it's relationships. You go to the altar, you say, I love you. You love me, it's forever. 3 years later, you're divorced. Does forever last for 3 years? Apparently, I don't know. Maybe with that person, it felt like forever. James Comey was a guy who had a job for 10 years. That was his contract. He didn't fulfill it because the White House thought he was kind of a bumbling idiot. And in truth, Rod Rosenstein, the guy who kind of handles all this stuff, that's the guy that, boom, he is the person that he is the deputy attorney general. He is the person who is the boss of the FBI and whatnot. And this is it. He just didn't like this guy, you know, right? Thought it was kind of the whole thing. Politics played a part in this, for God's sakes. Of course it does. He wanted some more cash to do more of an investigation. And by the way, Trump, this investigation's not about you. It's about the people that were around you. I think everybody kind of knows the reality is that you probably weren't involved in any of this Russia crap. But, you know, who cares? I mean, and the truth is, who cares? It's Keystone Cops. I look around and it's Keystone Cops. And it doesn't matter what happens here, that everything is going to, first of all, it's magnified because it's D.C. Inside the Beltway, this is huge. Cedar Rapids, Rockland, Lodi, Louisiana, North Dakota, nobody cares, right? If you're a single mom, couple kids going to school at night, working full time in the day, living with your mother, trying to build a better life for your kids, James Comey's firing does nothing for you, right? If you and your husband have started a new business and you guys are taking flight there and you're living paycheck to paycheck and you've borrowed against your credit cards and you're trying to build something, this doesn't play in your life of importance, right? Doesn't. If you just graduated college 3, 4, 5 years ago and you're starting to get your career going, but you still have $100,000 in debt and you're working 80 hours a week, right? And you propose to your girlfriend and you're trying to build a life, this plays nothing for you. This doesn't play on the scale of, oh my God, did you hear what happened? I was out to dinner last night and I said, if James Comey walked in here, could you tell me who he is? Not a person in there. Some of them didn't even know who the hell he was. Not saying it's not important to some people, because it is. But the truth is, it's about overreaction, right? And we're a reactionary society, so we go, oh, here's some fun reaction. This is late October.
It took guts for Director Comey to make the move that he made in light of the kind of opposition he had, where they're trying to protect her from criminal prosecution. You know that.
Yeah, I know that. I know that. Now, remember this. Now, this is, again, late October, right before the election, decided after the Wiener incident he was going to look into the computers, reopen the investigation. He announced it to the world.
I really disagreed with him. I was not his fan. But I'll tell you what. What he did, he brought back his reputation. He brought it back. He's got to hang tough because there's a lot of people want him to do the wrong thing. What he did was the right thing.
So got confidence again, liked him again, didn't like him before, big fan of him now, but apparently that big fan of love, right? Because you were married to him at that point in time. You thought, man, I love you, right? I'm looking into your eyes and I feel the love between us. And 4.5 months later, you guys split up. No effect in your life whatsoever. Everybody else going to make this a huge thing. Everybody else going to talk about it. I did a little live tweety Facebook thingy earlier. Facebook Live? I don't even know what it's called. I did one of those things. I should know what that's called. I really should. I did one of those things earlier, and I just said, what does this have to do with anything? This is all noise taking away from stuff like tax reform, taking away from the fact that last week the congressmen and women decided to squeeze out this turd of a bill and get it down to the Senate, and they celebrated, and they got a lot of backlash. They fired Comey because, what, the investigation was – people like, he's feeling the noose tighten around his neck there, old Donald. No, everybody knows he didn't do anything, right? Everybody, it's not going to change anything, by the way. None of this investigation is still going to go on, right? It's not like, well, they fired him, so we can't investigate anymore because he's the only guy that was allowed to look at the stuff. No, it's still going to go on. This was a political move, and behind the scenes, you know, that's where it all happened, right? You know, it's like a divorce, right? It's like we irreconcilable differences. We just kind of grew apart. You know, we still like each other. We still love each other. And they find out behind the scenes, oh, yeah, she was banging the neighbor. All right? Or he was having an affair with a secretary. But they're not going to tell you that. Whatever happened behind the scenes is what happened. Everything else doesn't matter. It's all noise to take you away from the fact that now they're saying, here's a great thing. Because of this now, tax reform may be pushed back. Always. What? What? Oh, you just pulled the I can't find anything to wear, so I'm not going out thing. That's what that is. You found an excuse to push something back that is desperately needed. Oh, God. It's all a bunch of craziness. It's a tornado of craziness. And it's wiping things out. And for the people in the Beltway, it's a big deal. Sacramento, you're going to lose any sleep tonight. Honestly. Are you going to wake up and in the middle of the night go, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. They fired James Comey. Oh. Oh, God. Okay, I thought I was dreaming. No. Right? You're like, I can't go to work today. They fired James Comey. How about that? Call your boss today and say, you know what? I don't think I can come to work today because they fired James Comey. See how that goes. Doesn't play. Everything's going to still go on. Everything's going to still move forward. The world as we know it will continue to spin. James Comey's going to have a wonderful life. He's going to get $50,000 for speeches. And the rest of us have to pick up every day and deal with stuff. People say, well, Chad, you talk about stuff like fights on a plane. Yeah, because how many of us are going to travel? We all travel, right? By and large, most of us every year get on the plane a couple times. Some of us maybe not once. Some of us may get on a plane every week. We're more apt to have that affect us than whether or not the FBI director decided that he was going to need some more money and wasn't going to play nice with the White House the way that they thought he should have, and so they canned his ass. The only thing I found out of this that was really, really, really interesting is how poorly it was handled by the White House. You don't can him like that. He finds out on TV. It's like one of those sad situations where you know, you watch a baseball player gets traded and he has no idea. He gets his friends start calling him going, dude, I'm totally sorry you got fired or you got traded. They're like, what? What do you mean? Yeah, you didn't know? Like, that's the sad thing. It's the way it was handled, right? You know? The White House staff had no idea. They're confused. Apparently, like, they sent somebody over to there knowing full well the department, he wasn't there, the headquarters. It's embarrassing. It really is. That to me was a giant embarrassment, the way that it was handled. But it doesn't affect anything. First of all, it doesn't affect your life. Secondly, moving forward, if you really care about this Russia thing, you can wake me up when it's over, which it's not going to be. It's going to drag on. This is the Hillary Clinton version of the emails, is this Russia thing, right? In fact, the most entertaining, there are two clips that are entertaining. I'm going to play them in a little bit. There are two clips that are super entertaining in this, and the rest of it's just noise. They all give the same answers. It's like watching an interview for a sports team, right? Like after the game. Well, you know, they played really hard. They really did, you know, everything. They threw it at us. We did our best night, played some good defense. You know, we really, they're a formidable team. They put everything up they possibly could. And this is one of those things where, you know, we just had to pull it together to do this. And you're like, you won by 40 points. They sucked.
I'm just here so I don't get fined.
Basically, that's it. It's all sound bites. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423, chat at chatbensonshow.com. I tell you the truth, kids, on how this affects you. You can text the program, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. You can text the program, getting a lot of text about this. And a lot of people are going, yeah, I you're kind of right. Yeah, again, it's all noise. It is. People talk about this for 3 hours today. I have other stuff to talk about that actually affects us and I think is real, including the fact that vegetarians are insane. That, to me, is hilarious. Hey, speaking of vegetarians, they'll love this, right? Because, A, they're mothers and fathers, and they were people that were born. Mother's Day is 4 days away. Talking to you, person who's not done anything yet for your mother, for the mother of your children, Sherry's Berries is going to save you. Simply by doing this, you will have the best Mother's Day ever, delivered straight to the person who gave birth to your children, or dare I say, your mother, or both. For just $19.99 plus shipping, you're going to get incredible, huge strawberries. Decadent, delicious, sweet, and juicy. Oh, indeed. Topped with chocolate, chopped nuts, and oh, so much more. But here's a great thing. Exclusive offer right now. $10 more, you double it, and you get free cake truffles. Boom! You pick the delivery date. Your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. But the only way you can get this amazing deal starting at $19.99 is to visit berries.com. You click on the microphone, right? It's in the top right corner, and use my code Benson, B-E-N-S-O-N. Double your berries to mom. Get the free cake truffles before they run out. It's only 10 extra bucks. It's going to make you look amazing, and that's my goal. My goal is to make you look good. And this and Sherry's Berries and this show, this is what it's all about. Go to berries.com, B-E-R-R-I-E-S.com. Use my code Benson when you click on the mic. This amazing deal is not going to last forever. Mother's Day, just 4 days away. Get on it right now. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter. It's the Chad Benson Show.
If you like talk radio like Chad Benson likes his meals, you've come to the perfect place for takeout.
There are some funny bits out of this whole thing. I mean, I guess if you're not James Comey, you know, if you're James Comey, it's probably not super funny. But like for us, this is funny. This is Lavrov, one of the guys that everything's circling around with this whole Russia investigation and stuff. This was him yesterday at a press conference when they told him that old Comey was canned.
Does the Comey firing cast a shadow over your talk, gentlemen?
Was he fired?
What was he fired? Oh, you're kidding. Eh? Drinks on me. Ha-ha! What do you think of that? Drinks on me. It's crazy. He's fired, yes? That is, was he fired? Was he fired? How do you know he's fired? He's fired big time. Yes, he's all fired. Now, we move from there to Elijah Cummings, who may have the soundbite as usual of the day. And Elijah's just always rolling through stuff with his craziness.
The timing is interesting. It seems as soon as there is a situation where there is some negative evidence coming forth with regard to the president, suddenly there is what I call a hocus-pocus move.
Ooh, hocus-pocus move. That's the worst kind of move. You know, that's what I used to say, man. Like, I watch football, man, and that guy scores a touchdown. I'm like, what happened? Put a hocus-pocus move on him. That's the worst, man, a hocus-pocus move.
Suddenly there is what I call a hocus-pocus move.
Worst kind of move, hocus-pocus. Little abracadabra. You know what makes me laugh about the hypocrisy of it all? this is the last I'll touch on at this hour, because again, I'm just, this is the way I kind of feel about a lot of this stuff, is the hypocrisy of 4.5, 5 months ago, the left wanted him fired, wanted him thrown in jail, wanted him hung, drawn, and quartered, tarred and feathered, wanted him destroyed, wanted him thrown out of America, wanted him shamed, publicly shamed. They wanted to put him in the stocks, right? Right in the middle of town, so all the little kids and the women and men could pass by and pick up rotten fruit and throw it at him. And then yesterday he was fired, and it's like, oh, it's a good man right there. It's a good man. No, 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 he's a good man. He was a really good man, that James Comey. And I think this is a travesty of justice, and this goes against the Constitution, and it goes against the Bible and the Quran, and it goes against the intergalactic star power book. It goes against everything we stand up as human beings and non-living entities. Like, that's the baloney that they spun. It's all politics, kids. It's all it is. Nothing to see here. Keep on going by. Nothing to see here. Nothing's going on. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Somebody texted the program and said, Chad, how dare you say equate this to marriage? Do you even know anybody who's divorced? I'm like, well, me. Phil, you're divorced. I know just about everybody I know is divorced. I think it's, you know, sometimes that's life or a breakup in a relationship. I thought it was forever. Well, apparently forever, 6 months. Apparently there was a shelf life in this. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423, chad@chadbensonshow.com. Interesting article about stuff that does matter, about the issues that we have finding people to take certain jobs in this country, and it's not the jobs that you think about, right? Plus, people are pissed off and they're mad about people being allowed to come here illegally. And it's not who you think. These people are mad for another reason. The Chad Benson Show.
Chad Benson Show.
Independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
What matters? Employment, work, 4.4. That is the unemployment rate. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. We all know that that's not real, but that's where we're sitting at. Great article in LinkedIn. Talk. Yeah, we did. You're right. ZipRecruiter.com, kids. You should go to ZipRecruiter, and you can find yourself an FBI director. We did create a job yesterday. So in a way, isn't Trump really bringing jobs back? Chad. We know it's not 4.4%. We know it's more like 6.5 to 9%, depending on where you are in the country, the region, things of that nature. But one of the things they talked about in this article that was very shocking. Okay, so according to the 4.4%, I mean, 7 million people in America are unemployed. These are working age, healthy adults that can be employed, right? So that means that there's 7 million unemployed people in America. Out of that, there are 5.7 million open jobs that are waiting to be filled. If 5 million jobs were hired for and filled over the last month and a half or so, that means there's 700,000 jobs sitting around that's still unfilled, but it would drive our unemployment to less than 1% because we'd only have about, what, 1.3 million people looking for work. What does this mean? Skill gap. That's what it is. See, these jobs are specifically in two areas that will have needs always, but that most people just don't gravitate towards. A little bit tougher at times. First and foremost, skilled positions when it comes to the medical world. There's always going to be a need for medicine, medical people. People are always going to get sick. Always. It's always going to happen. All right? That's it. Period. Case closed. Always going to happen. So until we get to the point where, now, that may not happen in 200 years, right? It may be just like Star Trek, right? Where you give a pill and it cures everything. We all move on with our lives. We're not there yet. Second thing is obviously the IT world, right? And both of these industries, medical field and the technological field, the techno field, if you will, both of these have over a million jobs sitting there completely unfilled. Completely. Now, you would think with all of the kids going to college that these jobs would get filled easily. That's not true. Because even though the jobs that are out there that are available, that are good, again, good jobs, they're not sexy, right? They're not. Like, everybody wants to be a doctor. Nobody wants 12 years of schooling, right? Everybody wants to be a doctor. Like, if I told you tomorrow you could be a doctor, you're like, hell yeah, I'd love that. All the tech jobs that are available are stuff like marketing, network security, data mining, things like that. The IT guy, right? The guy that gets paid 65, 70, 80 grand a year, that middle class level now. But he's not building an amazing website or creating the greatest game in the world or doing any of those things. He's fixing Nancy's computer so it can, because she broke it again, or Steve can't get his printer to work. That's the stuff. It's not sexy, right? Plus, a lot of younger kids, they want the gig economy. They don't want to be tied down to said position. But they're still not going into it. And the other one is the medical field. The medical field is wide open. We are short. Nurses, doctors, physician assistants, administrators. There's a huge scarcity there. What it's like to be these people, though, if you're skilled in these, is the sky's the limit. You ever hear like when people are selling homes? Like, perfect example is a place like Silicon Valley or San Francisco, where it is a seller's market. You have a house. You've got one house. You're going to get – you don't even have to put a price out there. People are going to come start bidding on your home, and they'll try to outbid each other. That's what this is. As a seller, you're selling your wares, your skills, your products. It's wide open. Right there for you. Absolutely right in front of you. You're naming your price because there's a scarcity into it. And what you are bringing to the table is you've got a skill and a talent that is absolutely needed. And there is more work than you can handle. Therefore, you can name your price. A million people can work at a fast food restaurant. There's not a million doctors. And they need a lot of doctors. But as you read this article, again, this is where you see this middle class and the opportunity to come here, because since 2001, the quit rate in this country is growing exponentially. And these are the people that have the talent that are able to go in and say, I quit my job today because I know there are a lot of jobs out there similar to this who could maybe potentially double what I'm making and or give me more money and perks, telling me, hey, instead of working 5 days, you only have to work four and you're going to get paid more money. Boom, I want that. Again, it's a seller's market. But why are these jobs going unfilled? That's why the old the HB1 visa is a big fight about, and that Silicon Valley and a lot of people around the country who have a need for IT are frustrated, is because they want to bring skilled people in here because they need to fill these positions. And you can't do it overnight, but you need to have these positions filled. And we're not doing it. We're not doing it. Once again, we are failing to act, and people aren't being forward-thinking enough to go after it. They aren't. And like, so I tell Jack, I'm so excited. I got Jack a new, my son. Well, he'll be 7 in less than a month. I got him a month from today. I got him a new iPad for him over the weekend, and he's super excited. He's playing with it. He's learning all kinds of new stuff. This summer, he's going to computer camp. He's going to science camp. He's doing that's the future. If they told me in 10th grade or 11th grade that Jack can opt out of taking the normal classes and hyper-focus on science and computing, I would be like, hell yeah. Right? Who wouldn't? Skilled positions. Do you want to be in a seller's market or a buyer's market? If you go and there is one job out there and there's, you know, and this person, and you're the one of 400 resumes, they're going to pick the best person they want for the job. And because they know people are desperate, they're going to get them cheap. If there's 400 jobs and you're the only resume, you have your choice. But people aren't focusing in on that. And it's sad. It really is sad. The way I look at this anymore, it's just like frustrating that I look at our school system. I look at all the way that things are breaking down and the way that we try to do education and how we aren't focusing enough on the stuff that we need to. And we don't think forward. You got to think forward, people, for God's sakes. Yeah, crazy. Another issue in the world of airplaning. It's the year of the fight flight. Is that what it is? It's the summer of fight flight. Another one. And I don't know, like, this may have gone on a lot before, right? This may have gone on a lot before. I was talking to somebody last night about, like, peanut allergies, right? Like, I'm sure when I was a kid, we had peanut allergies at school, right? You know, but now we hear about it all the time, right? It's like hyper-focused. I'm sure other kids were probably, but I didn't, you know, we didn't focus on it like we do now. I'm sure in the last couple of years, there was probably fights on airplanes and people getting drunk and acting a fool. But now we know about it all the time. This time it's Southwest that's in the crosshairs of the media.
This is cell phone video of a fight that erupted on a Southwest plane that had just landed at Burbank Airport Sunday morning.
And everyone was deplaning, and then all heck broke loose.
Michael Krause from Newberry Park heard the commotion and started rolling. He says two men began wrestling and throwing punches. During the scuffle, a woman tries to pull away the man on top off the man she was with.
What is wrong with you? Get off!
You see a Southwest flight attendant trying to break up the fight too. But when the man on the bottom suddenly picks up the smaller man, they fall onto the seats in front of them and right on top of the woman and the flight attendant.
I believe that would be an air kerfuffle. It was probably the best way to describe that. An air kerfuffle. And the whole time, I'm like, I'm starting to go back in my memory bank because I've traveled so much since I was a young kid, traveling all the world playing soccer. And I'm trying to remember of, like, I can remember the bad flights, the horrific turbulence. We had to make an emergency landing one time. And then we got stuck in Newfoundland or somewhere. Greenland. I think we got stuck in Greenland when I was younger. I'm going back and I'm trying to remember, like, was there ever a fight flight that I can remember? And I do remember one. I remember one where some military guys they were drunk when they got on the airplane, and there was a fight that was, their punches were thrown. And I think, like, producer Phil, you've flown a lot too. Can you remember a time where you got somebody who was belligerent and, or, you know, maybe even there was a kerfuffle?
I have never encountered that. I have encountered some really bad flights, but I've never encountered people being belligerent.
And again, you serve people, especially nowadays. It's a little bit different, but man, I remember in the day when, like, drinks would be flowing on an airplane, like big time. And you're on a 10-hour flight, and people are halfway in the can by the time they get on the airplane, and then they drink for another 5 or 6 hours on an empty stomach. It's not hard to see people get a little sideways, a little edgy. But this Southwest fight, this was another thing where, I mean, it was a real fight.
I saw her coming down. She was running, actually, and then I started videoing. She was running down the aisle toward danger, and then she got trapped.
The punches continued until other passengers were able to stop the attack.
This guy's trying to help, and he's backing up.
Krause showed the video to his son, who posted it on Twitter. The video got a lot of attention, and Krause believes the flight attendant deserves some, too.
You know, nowadays on the airlines, you always hear bad things, and I think that was a great thing she did for Southwest, you know, trying to protect everybody. I just wanted to talk to people to show that, hey, they're not all bad.
Just like the air cops, we're not all bad. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. You can text the program, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. What's your airplane story? I mean, come on, everybody's got one, right? Everybody's got a bad thing I remember distinctively. There was a fight. It was two guys throwing blood, and I think they knew each other. That was the weird thing. You know, they knew each other, and they had been traveling for a long time, and they'd been drinking, and I'm sure there was a girl involved, because, and I just remember they were throwing blows, and it was weird because it was, you know, you're flying one of those 747s where you got three chairs over here, three chairs over there, and then in the center you got like a row of like 8 or 10 chairs, and they were just behind us to the right, and they were throwing down, but they had been drinking, and they were loud the whole time. They were crazy loud the whole time. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423, chat at chadbensonshow.com. This here be the Chad Benson Show.
Hey, you want to talk with Jack's dad? Ring us now. 844-DIG-CHAD. That's 844-344-2423.
That shows no gratitude at all.
Man.
I mean, did Trump forget about the Hillary emails that Comey talked about? I mean, thanks for the presidency, Jimmy. Now don't let the door hit you where the Electoral College split you.
Ah, it's funny. That's Colbert there. It's not really funny. He did break the news to the people last night, though, before he came out and kind of broke the news to everybody. That's where people get their news, right? Like, you know? There you go. That's where the folks are getting their news from, Colbert. But as reported by everybody, James Comey is no longer participating in the FBI softball league. He's been asked to vacate his position as director and or pitcher of the slow pitch softball team in D.C. Translation, he's fired. He's canned. No longer part of everything. I always knew this. Never trust anybody. It doesn't eat me. University of Graz, Austria, of course. For those of you who don't know, it's Austria, Graz. There is no secret that many vegetarians are also radical environmentalists and climate alarms. But they've also discovered reason why they may be that way. It's because their diet is unhealthy. A new University of Graz study concludes that vegetarians are more often ill, have a lower quality of living than meat eaters. And this is according to the German press release that they sent out. Vegetarians have cancer and heart attacks more often. I know several people who are vegetarians and or vegans, and they have many of them are, how should I say this? While they do not participate in the eating of meat and or dairy products and stuff like that, they do nutritionally achieve on the crappy bad food. That is true. In fact, they said vegetarians are plagued by significantly more chronic illness. Vegetarians are twice as likely to have allergies than big meat eaters. They showed 166% higher cancer rate, 4.8% to 1.8%. Moreover, the scientists found that vegans had 150% higher rate of heart attacks. In total, the scientists looked at 18 different chronic illnesses, and compared to big meat eaters, vegetarians were hit harder in 14 of the 18 illnesses, including asthma, diabetes, migraines, and osteoporosis. I could see that. Plus, they say they're maybe a bit off the rocker. Depression, anxiety. What? Big meat eaters were also found to have a better quality of life in all categories. So now, again, take it for what it is. Because a lot of these things are, this could have been done by a group that was hired by the Meat Eaters Association of Austria or the Cow Association of Austria, the bovine, yes, of course. But I just don't trust anybody who doesn't eat meat. You can't. You can't. They're untrustworthy people. I'm kidding, of course. I'm kidding. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423, chat at chadbensonshow.com. I'm going to post my car. I took a picture of her yesterday, Betsy. I'm going to post her to the Facebook and the Twitter and the whole nine yards, Instagram. You can take a look at Betsy. I love Betsy, my car. Takes me all over the place. We drive everywhere. We do things together. Jack loves Betsy. Betsy's a little long in the tooth, right? So rather than worry about, well, I don't want to get a payment, a new car, and stuff like this, I like what I have right now. It's great. I decided to do the smart thing and get extended coverage from carshield.com. And in doing so, gives me peace of mind that should something go wrong with Betsy's engine or transmission, anything, they will take care of it. CarShield is amazing. They give me 24/7 roadside assistance, which knock on for Micah, I've not had to use. But should I have an issue with Betsy, they're going to tow her to the mechanic I choose. They're going to pay that mechanic directly, so I don't even have to worry about waiting by the mailbox to get that mail delivered so I can make up what I had to spend. And, oh, by the way, just to let you know, in between Betsy being rehabbed and convalesced, they're going to make sure I have a car that is going to take me to and fro, because they're going to make sure I have a rental car. CarShield's paid close to $2 billion in claims. They're ready to help you. Save yourself thousands of potential car repairs. Get covered by the ultimate extended vehicle service protection before it's too late. Call 800-CAR-6100 and mention code Benson. That's 800-CAR-6100. Or visit CarShield.com. Use code Benson to save 10%. That's CarShield.com. Code Benson. A deductible may apply. The Chad Benson Show. Facebook, at Chad Benson Show. Twitter, CHADBENSON. Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423. 323-538-2423. Email the program as well, Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. Check out all our podcasts there. iTunes, iHeart, everywhere else. Podcasts are available. This here be the Hump Day version, the Chad Benson Show.
This is the Chad Benson Show.